下面Arthur 牧师继续在我们当中带来这样正道的信息题目是雅各国度的希望。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹早安。
Please turn with me to in your Bible, Genesis chapter 25, verses 19 to 26.
请大家打开你的圣经来到创世纪的圣经的旧约创世纪25章。
As we have entered the Christmas Advent season, last week at the EM service, I started a short sermon series in which we look at some of the wonderful births in the Bible.
让我们进入这样的庆祝圣诞的季节。我上周开始在英文堂开始了一个简短的这样讲道的系列，是特别的来看圣经当中很多奇妙的婴孩降生的故事。
The Hebrew word wonder or wonderful expresses the idea that something that is miraculous, something that is impossible for human to do.
在希伯来原文当中这个奇妙这个字通常来指那些是像奇迹一般的人在人看来所不可能发生的事情。
So last week's message at EM, I talked about the birth of Isaac.
那在所以上周呢，我在英文堂有讲有关以撒以色列的先祖以撒降生的故事。
Today we're going to look at Jacob and also Esau because they're twins.
那今天呢，我们来看他的儿子雅各还有他的哥哥以扫降生的故事。
In 2 weeks, we'll be looking at John the Baptist, and on Christmas Eve, we'll look at Jesus' birth.
那在两周以后呢，我们来看这个施洗约翰的降生。那么在圣诞夜的时候，我们来关注于主耶稣基督他的降生。
Let's come to the text, and before we read, let me pray for us.
那让我们来到神的话语面前，让我们先来祷告。
Our Father and our God, we come before you with humble hearts.
我们的父，我们的神，我们以谦卑的心来到神你面前。
We ask, Lord, that you will open up our hearts so that we can understand your truth.
求主你开我们的心，让我们能明白神你的真道。
Give us the light that we need so that we can see Jesus.
赐给我们生命的光，让我们能够得见耶稣。
In his name we pray.
奉他的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to ask Elder Eric to read for us from verses 19 to 26 in chapter 25 of Genesis.
好，我们就一起来读由我来给大家读创世纪二十五章十九到二十六节的经文。亚伯拉罕的儿子以撒的后代记在下面。亚伯拉罕生以撒，以撒娶利百加为妻的时候正四十岁。利百加是巴兰亚兰地的亚兰人比图利的女儿，是亚兰人拉班的妹子。以撒因他妻子不生育，就为他祈求耶和华，耶和华应允他的祈求，他的妻子利百加就怀了孕。孩子们在他腹中彼此相争，他就说，若是这样，我为什么活着呢？或作我为什么如此呢？他就去求问耶和华。耶和华对他说，两国在你腹内，两族要从你身上出来，这族必强于那族，将来大的要服侍小的。生产的日子到了，腹中果然是双子。先产的身体发红，浑身有毛，如同皮衣，他们就给他起名叫以扫，就是有毛的意思。随后又生了以扫的兄弟，手抓住以扫的脚跟，因此给他起名叫雅各，就是抓住的意思。利百加生下两个儿子的时候，以撒年正六十岁。这是神的话语。
So this wonderful birth of Jacob points to the hope of a nation.
所以我们看到雅各的降生呢，是带来整个一个新的国度的希望。
If you remember, God first gave his blessing to Abraham, that's Jacob's grandfather, of having a nation of people.
我们还记得那神曾经应许给雅各的祖父，就是亚伯拉罕，要所以他的后代要成为大国。
But before Jacob, that blessing has only been passed down to one offspring, one son at a time, first with Isaac and then now Jacob.
所以在雅各之前呢，这个应许呢，其实只是每次都是通过这样的一个儿子啊，来传承给下一代啊，先是以撒，后来是雅各。
But from Jacob going forward, we see the beginning formation of God's people through the 12 sons.
但是从雅各开始，他的后代，我们看到啊，有一个已经开始有一个。真正的一个国家的雏形开始呈现啊，就是雅各的十二个儿子。
So this promised nation of God coming from Jacob is supposed to be a holy nation. I'm using words from 1 Peter chapter 2:9.
所以这个国度呢，按照神的旨意，乃是就像那彼得前书所提到的啊，是一个圣洁的国度。
It's supposed to be set apart by God to manifest God's holiness and goodness to the world.
本是应当是被神所分别为圣，能够在这世界上能够宣告神的美善，宣告神的圣洁。
Yet, as it turns out, throughout redemptive history, it is filled with struggles.
但是我们看到，从救赎历史当中，我们看到这个国度其实它的这样的这个国度本身呢，充满了各样的挣扎。
How appropriate that later on in Jacob's life, his name is changed by God to be called Israel in Genesis 32.
那过后来。神把这个雅各的名字哈称为这个改名叫以色列哈，也正是反映了这样的挣扎。
The word Israel, the name Israel, literally means that he struggles with God as he also struggles with men.
所以以色列这个名字的这个原来希伯来文的意义哈，就是与神征战啊的这样的意思。
Now, before you lose your attention here, before you check out, thinking that this has nothing to do with me because I'm not related to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob by blood.
So you 可能觉得那么这个故事跟我们好像没有关系但是呢在你开小差之前我们要看到呢这个虽然是我们可能是不是在血缘上跟他们有关系。
Think of what the Apostle Paul says in Romans chapter 9, verses 7 to 8.
但是我们要想到保罗在罗马书九章的时候保罗所说的。
He said, not all who are descended from Israel belong to Israel because they are Abraham's offspring. It is not the children of the flesh who are the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted as offspring.
保罗说不是所有从以色列生的都是以色列人。他们是真正的以色列人是亚伯拉罕的子孙所以从血气生的不是后裔唯有是神的应许的子孙才是真正的后裔。
So if we truly trust in the same promise of the God of Abraham, we are part of the holy nation of the true Israel.
如果我们真正是也相信为了信靠这样的一个有同样的神的应许的话那么我们其实是在这个圣洁的国度当中的一部分我们是真正的以色列的一部分。
Israel history is our history.
所以以色列的历史也是我们的历史。
And therefore we ought to pay close attention to what God wants us to learn from this passage.
所以我们要特别的来注意来集中的来看那么神让我们在其中能够学到什么样的功课。
I want to highlight three things from this birth account of Jacob for you.
所以在我们看到这个雅各出生的记载的时候我想我们今天要看三个要点。
And they all have two struggles, have to do with struggles.
这个三个要点呢都跟挣扎有关。
The first is the struggle of our self-focus.
那么第一点是我们有关我们自我中心的挣扎。
Let me first point out the positive in this point before the negative.
在这个第一点边呢，我可能先要讲一个正面的要点，然后看可能是负面的一个。
I believe Isaac has a strong sense of awareness of the importance of passing down God's covenant promise to his children.
所以我相信呢，以撒心中他有一个很明确的意识。他知道是在 要把神的给他的在这个盟约当中的应许呢要传给下一代啊，这是正这是至关重要的。
I believe the text in verses 19 to 21 tells that the little genealogy that we see there, it conveys this message.
所以我们看到在第二十五章的十九到二十一节有一个小小的这样的一个家谱也在我们其中可以看到这一点。
And this is why when we are told that Rebekah, his wife, Isaac's wife, was barren, Isaac prayed to God for her in verse 21.
所以我们看到在利百加不能生育的时候呢在二十一节我们看到以撒呢在为他献上祷告。
And certainly we cannot miss the significance of Rebecca's barrenness.
我们这个其在利百加的这样他的这种不能生育哈其中也是有很重要的意义的。
Because Sarah, her mother-in-law, was also barren before.
因为我知道在亚伯拉罕的妻子萨拉也是不能生育的。
In the ancient Near Eastern culture, a woman's sense of self-worth and honor and dignity are fully dependent on her ability to give birth.
那我们也知道，在这个古今东的这种这个那个时代哈，那个一个女人的这种生育能力哈，是代表了她整个的她的人的价值，她的尊严。
And also how many children that she can have.
那么她能够生多少个孩子，对她来讲是至关重要的。
A barren woman, would not only bring shame to her to herself, but also to her husband and to her family in that society.
所以一个不能生育的妇人哈，不仅是给她自己带来的是这样的羞耻，她也更是她的先生和她的家的整个家族的耻辱。
So you can just imagine how Rebecca would have felt.
所以我们可以想象利百加当时的心情。
So the positive here is that Isaac is not focusing on his or Rebecca's shame.
那在这里我们看到一个积极的层面，是说我们看到以撒在这里他并没有关注在这个利百加的他的这种耻辱上。
He's concerned about preserving the divine promise that came from Abraham, and then now Isaac, and then would come to become a nation of God's people.
他所更关心的乃是能够来来保持能够来保守神的在他这样的一个属灵上的应许。
So Isaac prayed, and in verse 21, the Lord granted his prayer, and Rebekah conceived.
应许到这个在亚伯拉罕这个他的后裔要成为一个大国，所以他在神里面二十一节我们看到他祷告，那么神也成就了他的这样的祷告。
Of course, the lesson would be that we need to pray.
所以我们在这里，当然我们学到的功课是我们应该祷告。
But there's something deeper that we need to learn of beyond just a call to pray.
但是呢，也许我们在其中学到的功课可能是有一个更深的一个层面。
If you were paying attention when we were reading, we noticed that Isaac was 40 years old when he married Rebecca in verse 20.
所以你要留心这段经文的时候，我们看到，那么在这个利百加怀孕的时候呢，以撒是正好是
married.
以撒结婚的时候呢。这个他是四十岁。
And in verse 24, when Jacob and Esau were born, Isaac was 60 years old.
那么在以撒和在雅各和这个以扫降生的时候呢，以撒是六十岁。
That's 20 years of waiting.
那是一个长达二十年的等候。
Having to wait for someone for something is difficult.
你要去等待某个人或者等待某件事情的话，这是很难的。
What we want, we want now.
我们常常现在我们想要什么，我们都希望马上就能够得到。
Our fast food must be that fast.
所以我们才有各样的快餐。
We have instant pudding, instant rice, instant results. This is a part of our way of life.
我们有速食的布丁速食的速食面等等，我们希望我们的生命当中是很多事情是非常快速的。
Many of us pray for patience, and we told the Lord that we want patience, and we want it right away.
很多时候我们也为神为我们自己的耐心祷告但是这样祷告的时候，我们说神啊，你很快的给我耐心好了。
The well-known 19th century evangelist F.B. Meyer wrote this, and I quote.
在十九世纪有一个很有名的布道家这个 F.B. Meyer 他说过这样一句话
If God told you on the front end how long you would wait to find the fulfillment of your desire
如果神事先就告诉你那你要 要来实现你心中的期望的时候需要多长时间的话,
you would lose heart and you would grow weary in doing in well doing.
那你肯定很快就会气馁，你很快就会疲倦。
But God doesn't tell you.
但是神不会告诉你。
He just says, wait, I keep my word, I'm in no hurry.
但神就说你要等待，神说我是一个会持守我的应许的上帝。
In the process of time, I am developing you to be ready for the promise.
但是呢，在这个过程当中，我是在要来操练你，能够来准备好接受我所给你的这样的应许。
So the lesson here is that we are to focus on what God can do according to His promise through our prayer with patience.
所以我们所要学的功课乃是在我们的这样的忍耐的祷告当中呢，我们能够关注在神要在这个过程当中按照他的应许能够成就什么。Don't
focus on what we men can do or on our situations in our life.
你不要只关注在我们的目前的处境，关注在我们自己能做什么。
He is the one who can open the womb of a barren woman.
神是一个可以打开一个不能生育的子宫的上帝。
Only one.
只有上帝人。He
is the only one who can make the impossible possible.
只有神能够让不可能的成为可能。
So we are to focus on His promise in our life with patience.
所以我们需要一个忍耐的心呢，在我们的生命当中来关注在神的应许上。
We are to know God's promise of His presence in believers' life, no matter what situations we are in. This is what we have, the promise of God.
神的宝贵的应许也是让我们看到，祂要让我们晓得，那么不管是我们的生命如何，神都与我们同在。
We are to know God's promise that He's going to complete our salvation, our becoming more and more like Christ.
神的应许是说祂要在我们的身上成全祂的救恩，让我们能够不断地更像我们的主耶稣基督。
And so we are to wait and pray patiently and eagerly for God to develop us to rely on Him to fulfill His promise.
所以我们当做的是应该来祷告，来等候，让等候上帝能够在我们的生命当中呢来操练，来塑造我们。 能够来准备好来承受他的应许。
We are to know His presence and we are to keep growing in Him.
我们要在我们的生命当中来知道，能够来体会神的同在，也能够不断的在祂里面成长。
Now, here's the negative in this point, of the struggle of self-focus.
那在这个自我中心的这种挣扎当中呢，也有一个负面的一个层面。
Rebecca's pregnancy took a painful turn.
那我们看到，利百加的她这个怀孕的时候呢，怀孕当中也经历了一个可能是更痛苦的转折。She
was having twins, and the babies are struggling inside her violently.
所以我们看到她的这两个双胞胎，在她的腹中，在激烈的在争斗。She
was in so much pain, and she said, literally in Hebrew, in this, is what he said in Hebrew, if so, why this I?
所以在利百加的这种强烈的疼痛当中呢，他是在神面前呼求，呼嚎。那么他在这个原文中的意思就是说，如果是这样，我为什么要这样呢？
That's verse 22.
22节。
It sounds like a broken sentence, and probably is a broken sentence.
这个听起来呢，像是一句没有说完的话，其实在原文当中可能真是如此。It aimed
to express her tremendous pain and anguish in her pregnancy.
她为了是要表达她当时在这样的一个怀孕期间，这样的一个强烈的这种痛苦。You
see, in her pain, Rebecca turned her focus from the Lord's promise to herself.
但是我们在这样她的疼痛中呢，我发现，这个利百加的眼光呢， 已经从神转向了他自己。
She makes this pain to be about her now.
所以他觉得这个痛苦，在痛苦当中，他关注在自己的身上。
Some of the English translations translate as, why is this happening to me?
所以很多这个英文的这个翻译是，这个事情为什么发生在我身上？
This is how we feel sometimes.
这就是我们常常也是如此。
When we're dealing with pain and suffering and struggles, even for us believers.
当我们挣扎的时候，在我们痛苦的时候，即使是作为信徒。
We become self-focused. We turn our attention to ourselves.
我们常常变成一个非常自我中心的。
We forget.
我们的眼光只是看着我们自己。
We forget God's good promises in our lives.
那我们忘记了神在我们当中每一次的应许。
We forget that God does use pain and struggles and sufferings to humble us.
我们也常常忘记，那神呢，的确是有的时候用痛苦，用这种挣扎来让我们更在他里面谦卑。
He uses these things to force us to examine what we rely on in life.
神要借着这样的经历能够让我们自己省察我们依靠的是什么。
Whether we are relying on God or on ourselves or on the world and on others with through our conflicts, struggles.
在这样的挣扎当中，我们到底依靠的是谁？是依靠这个世界呢？是依靠我们自己呢？还是依靠上帝？
So, what we should do in this kind of pain and struggling and situation is instead of asking, why is this happening to me?
那我们在这样的痛苦当中其实与其是问我们自己问这个事情为什么发生在我身上。
We should ask, rather, what does God want to accomplish from me through these kind of pain and struggles in these moments?
我们更应该问我们自己的是，那神要借着这样的一个经历，为了要成就什么，为了要让我学到什么。
How is he developing me to be ready for the fulfillment of his good promises in my life?
他是如何的来操练我，能够来塑造我准备好能够接受神的美好的应许。
Second, we're going to talk about the struggle of our holiness.
那第二点，我们来看那这分别为圣的挣扎。
In verse 22, the second part of it, Rebecca went to ask the Lord about the pain of the struggle that inside her.
那么在22节的后半部，我们看到这个利百加呢，在问向神问这个他的这样的一个痛苦的这个双胞胎在他腹中来挣扎的这样的一个原因。
The Lord answers her in verse 23 in poetry.
那神给他的回答呢，是其实是一个诗歌题所写出来的23节。
As it turns out, the reason of her pain for her pain has an important purpose.
所以其实在这里我们看到那这样的一个他的双胞胎在腹中挣扎所带来的痛苦，乃是有一个非常重要的目的。
It has to do with the fate of the nation that was promised by God.
乃是神所应许的要即将从出来的两个国家的命运。
The Lord's answer is that this violent struggle in her womb, according to God's will, foreshadows the lifelong struggle between two nations, two sons, for many generations.
那其实在这里他这个腹中所这样痛苦的挣扎，乃是预表了将来两个儿子所代表的两个国度的这样历史历代的长期的争斗。
And the younger one will win out.
那小的一国要胜过这个大的。
And this younger, not 小 but this struggle actually traces back to the Garden of Eden in Genesis 3:15.
那这样的一个挣扎呢，这样的争斗其实要追溯它的源头，可能要追溯到那在这样圣在伊甸园当中所发生的。
In there, the Lord said to the serpent after the fall, He said, "I will put enmity between your offspring and the woman's offspring."
那在创世纪的三章十五节，神跟那个蛇说我要让你的后裔与这个女人的后裔彼此为仇。
Since then, we see the struggles just in Genesis alone between we know like Cain and Abel, we know Isaac and Ishmael, we also now see Jacob and Esau.
所以在此之后，我们在创世纪里看到这样的历世历代的争斗不管是就该隐与亚伯那以撒与以实玛利一直到这个雅各与以扫。
So what we see here is that God's people, and that's including you and me.
所以我们在这里看到的是神的子民，包括在座的你我。
We are supposed to be involved in this cosmic struggle. It's a struggle that is in a cosmic scale.
你我们都是被包容在这一个其实是一个宇宙规模的这样的一个大的征战之中。
This is a struggle between what is godly and what is ungodly in the world.
这个征战是一个属神的和不属神的征战。
Now let's reflect through two questions.
那么我们可能在其中我们来醒察两个问题。
How well has this one nation, one people of God been doing in this cosmic struggle?
那首先我们来看，那在这样的一个大规模的这样的征战之中，那么这个神所拣选的国度，他的民族，神的子民，他们的征战的这样的战绩如何呢？
Throughout redemptive history, including the history of Israel in the Old Testament, the history of the New Testament, history of the Church in the New Testament.
所以从整个的救赎历史，不管是旧约的以色列的历史，还有新约的历史，
we see God's people has been severely struggling to be a holy nation of God.
所以我们看到神的子民呢，其实是有在其中哈有非常的痛苦的这样的一个挣扎哈，能够来。 去勉勉强强去做这个一个神的圣洁的国度。
Struggling to be distinct from the world.
神的子民呢，来在其中苦苦的来征战，来要来与这个世界有分别。
Multiple times, God's people look very much or even worse than the world.
很多时候，那在历史中多次我们看到神的子民其实看上去好像跟这个世界一样，甚至比这个世界更糟。
I was just visiting Eric's small group on Friday.
所以星期五我在一个小组。
We're studying chapter what 17, 18, and 19 in Judges.
我们一起在学习《士师记》大概第17到19章。
Most of you know exactly what I'm talking about. They're worse than the pagans, the Israelites.
所以我们大家都知道我在讲什么。我们在其中看到那神的选民其实。 比这个他们周围的这些外邦人更糟糕。
They're not just struggling against ungodliness, they're also struggling against God, His will to live as His people.
他们在反叛，在挣扎，不仅是挣扎作为一个要来反叛作为神的子民，更是反叛神自己的旨意。
Now here's the second question for us to reflect.
所以我们要省察第二个问题。
As Christians, what kind of awareness do we have that we are supposed to be deeply involved in this cosmic struggle?
那我们在神里面，我们是否能够自己已经有这样的清楚的意识到，我们是在这样的一个神与世界的征战之中呢？
With the life that we have here that is so comfortable in North America,
我们在北美生活在一个非常舒适的生活当中。
With so much freedom,
我们有很多的自由。
With so many ways to spend our money, I mean, just so much money, why do I have to tithe?
我们有很多的方式来花我们的钱，我们干嘛要十一奉献呢？
With so many choices to spend our time.
我们有很多的方式去占用我们的时间。
Last week, I just so happened to saw an online worship service of another church.
那么上星期我正好看在网上看到一个其他一个教会的这个崇拜。I
was a little bit shocked because I heard the church leader in the greeting thanks the Christians to come to church on Sunday rather than spending time doing something else. He thanks them.
所以我经常的看到那个当时那个崇拜的领会呢，他感谢来参加这个敬拜的。 这些信徒，他说，你们没有去花时间做别的事情，反倒在这里来敬拜，那我真是要感谢你们。We
have so many options for our career, our education, entertainment, technologies, you name it.
所以我们在不管是我们的职场的道路，我们的教育，我们的娱乐，我们的各样的科技，我们都有各种各样多重的选择。
The question that we need to ask is, are we looking more and more like the world?
所以我们要问我们自己，我们是不是越来越跟这个世界没有分别？
If we're going to be involved in this cosmic struggle, in this fierce spiritual warfare,
那如果我们在 如果我们知道我们是在这是一个宇宙规模的一个属灵征战其中的一份子的话，
We better have the proper kind of hatred against ungodliness and the sin of this world.
所以我们真是要心中我们要有对我们的对这种不敬虔对罪世界上的这个罪的这样的一个憎恶。
Sometimes I fear that not only do we, God's people, not hate the sin of this world enough.
我很多时候觉得我们作为信徒我们没有对我们的罪有足够的这样的恨恶。
But we also don't even know what ungodliness is sometimes.
很多时候我们甚至不知道不敬虔是什么。
Not to mention that we lack awareness that we're supposed to be in this part of this cosmic struggle.
更何况意识到我们乃是我们自己就在这样的一个征战当中，属灵的征战当中。
We are supposed to be set apart by God to live for God's purpose.
我们本是应该是被神所分别为圣，来按照神的旨意来生活。
But in spite of all of our struggles and failures,
但是尽管我们有这样的挣扎我们有这样的很多的失败。
And it's not just like a one-time struggle; it's a repeated struggles that we have.
甚至是不停的这种失败和挣扎。
God's purpose of saving His people and making them into a holy nation—that purpose is still being pushed forward.
神的旨意仍然立定。神的旨意乃是要让我们能够。要来拯救神的子民让他们成为一个真正的祭司的圣洁的国度神的这样的旨意今天还在进行
That leads to my third point, final point the struggle for our salvation
所以这就也领我们进入到我们第三点就是有关这个救恩的成就的挣扎
When the twins were born the first one is named Esau
所以我们看到这个双胞胎出生的时候这个老大呢他的名字叫做以扫
You read the passage earlier that the name Esau means something like hairy because he was hairy.
所以我们看到这个圣经里提到这个以扫原文的意思就是多毛的意思。
And he also looks very red.
因为也是表现那个毛是红毛的意思。
This points to Esau's future personality, which is kind of animalish, outdoorsy.
所以这也是。指向那以扫以后的他的这样的一个人的性格
it,
是一个很野性的动物性的这种性格
It is a sign of Esau's giving into his untamable fleshly desires and urges in life
也是这样的一个表征在这个表征里面也让我们看到呢这个以扫的本性乃是要来屈从于他的这种身体里的这种属肉体的这种本性。
And Jacob, the second son, his name sounds like he grabs the heel. That's what it means.
那这个老二呢，他的名字叫做这个雅各那听起来呢就是好像抓住脚跟的意思。
That's an act of cheating because he was trying to grab his older brother and it was coming out.
所以这个本身是一个相当于一个欺诈的行为他就出来的时候就抓住哥哥的脚跟借着哥哥的力量出来。
So this points to the fact that he will become a cheater and grabber in life.
这也指向了那这个雅各今后的这个性格是一个抓取的人是一个欺骗的人。
So in the context of the struggle between Jacob and Esau,
所以在他们这兄弟两个人的争斗的这个背景下
，we see that both of them have some serious moral defects from birth.
所以我们看到自从出生开始这两个人都有很大的这种性格上的缺陷。
One is carnal and fleshly.
一个是一个属肉体的。
The other one is a cheater, a liar, a grabber.
是一个欺诈说谎的。
But God's promise, according to verse 23, comes through the younger Jacob.
但是神的应许呢？我们在二十三节看到乃是要从这个小的从雅各身上实现。
If we look at Romans again, chapter 9, verse 11, Paul says,
如果我们再次看到罗马书九章十一节，保罗说
Though they, the twins, were not yet born and had done nothing either good or bad in order that God's purpose of election might continue, not because of works, but because of him who calls, she, that's Rebecca, was told that the older will serve the younger.
所以那这个 两个啊，这个双子哈、啊，尚未啊出生哈、啊，还没有做过任何好事或者坏事。那在那神的应许乃是要在其中让看到神的拣选的目的啊，要在他们身上啊，是神的拣选，而不是他们的行为，而乃是出乎啊那呼召他们的上帝。
God overturns the human concept of choosing. Human choosing would be the firstborn, not the secondborn.
所以神呢颠覆了这个我们人的这种自我选择的这种概念乃是要看到呢神所选择不是那通常的哈这种守生的这个承受产业的。
He chooses Jacob not because he would turn out, he knows that he would turn out better or more stronger or preferable or likable.
他拣选了雅各并不是说雅各更好他的性格更好或者更受神的更受神的喜悦更受神的这种偏好。
God chooses Jacob because of God, of his prerogative, of his goodness, of his freedom to give mercy to those who don't deserve mercy.
那神拣选了雅各乃是因为神他自己全然的美善的这种他自己的主权乃是要把让他的怜悯给那些不配得这样怜悯的人。
This is God's sovereign mercy.
这是神的主权的恩典。
Charles Spurgeon, the famous Baptist preacher, says this once.
我们这个有名的这个斯布珍牧师有一次有这样说。
He says, "It is good that God chose me before I was born, because He surely would not have afterwards."
他说那神在我出生以前就拣选我是好的，因为他如果看到我出生之后是什么样的人的话，他肯定不会拣选我这样。
None of us should think that we deserve anything good in life from God.
我们其实没有人可以看得认识认为我们能够我们在神里面能够配得任何的神的美善。
Instead, we all duly deserve His punishment of our failures, of our struggles of against sin in this world.
相反因为我们的失败，因为我们在最终的这种挣扎我们所配得的乃是神的刑罚。
Come to think about it, we should cry like Rebecca, but not in her self-focused way.
其实呢，我们如果想一下，我们的确是要在神面前，我们要来痛哭，要来流泪，但是呢，可能不是像利百加的这种一个自我中心的方式。
We cry the same with the same words, but with a God-focused way. But we're crying, "Why me?" Why would God? Why would you choose to save me?
我们在神面前，那么我们所应该来哭泣的乃是说，为什么你拣选了我？
Why?
为什么你来拣选来拯救我这一个不配的罪人？
Even though I have failed you, God, so many times, yet you still would choose me.
因为我在神里面有如此多的失败，你为什么仍然拣选？
This is amazing grace.
这是神的奇异的恩典。
But here is an even more important point, the final thing I want to say about this birth story.
但是在这个降生的故事里面有一个更重要一点。
The Lord isn't telling Rebecca that Jacob will be able to win in this struggle because of what Jacob would do.
神呢告诉利百加，他说这个小的要在这个这样的一个征战当中呢要得胜，并不是因为雅各能做什么。
Because this oracle, this pronouncement connects to God's promise to Abraham.
那么这个神的这个宣告通过利百加的这样的一个给利百加的一个宣告这样的一个这样的一个预言，乃是跟神跟亚伯拉罕的应许是紧密关联。
The promise is that Abraham's one offspring through Isaac and Jacob would overcome in this cosmic struggle.
那么神因为有神的应许，那是要在借力的以撒和雅各的这样的一个后代，那是要来胜在他们的后代呢，要在这样的一个属灵的征战当中最终得胜。
And Jesus Christ is that one offspring according to Galatians 3:16.
那他们的后裔当中带领他们得胜的乃是耶稣基督。
Jacob's birth.Points to the first coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以，雅各的出生指向了我们的 在后来啊，耶稣基督的降生。
He came to struggle for us.
耶稣来乃是要为了我们来，也进入到我们的挣扎当中。
In spite of the repeated and multiple failures of us, of the nation, of God's people, in spite of all that.
啊，尽管啊，神的子民在神里面一次又一次的啊，这样的啊啊这样的失败，这样的啊啊，在神里面啊，能够亏欠神。
What seemed to be a no-win situation?
也许是一个我们看不到胜利的一个这样的一个结局。
Because of Christ's coming, it's been turned into victory.
但是因为主耶稣基督的降临呢，这样的失败啊，能够变成了胜利。
But there is a cost for Christ's coming to struggle for us.
但是这样耶稣基督啊，进入到我们这样的这个征战当中啊，也是啊，有一个啊非常大的代价。
He came to give his life for us.
他乃是要为我们献上他自己的生命。
He came to suffer the eternal punishment of our sins through shedding his blood on the cross.
啊，通过在他十字架上流血，啊，耶稣基督是要来承受啊，在永恒当中我们的一切的罪的刑罚。
It is only by faith, by trusting in Him alone, we share in His glory of and His victory of resurrection to overcome the world, sin, and death.
唯有通过信心，唯有通过让我们来完全的来信靠他，让我们能够真正的在可以在主耶稣基督这样战胜罪恶、死亡、权势的这种征战当中，与他的得胜有份。
And it is also by faith in Him we now have Christ's promised presence and power in us to continue this in our present struggle in life against the world, against sin, against all ungodliness.
那也是唯有通过信心，乃是在耶稣基督里边的信心，我们可以能够也得到啊这样神的应许，是与在我们的啊在我们的今生啊在我们的与罪恶啊与世界的。啊，与不敬虔的这样的挣扎当中呢，啊，能够有神的同在，有神的能力与我们同在。
By faith, with His presence and His power, we can finish off this cosmic warfare.
唯有借着信心，让我们能够在啊这场征战当中呢，能够真正的有这样的最终得胜的啊这样的一个结局。
The hope of a holy nation of God's people is in Christ alone.
这样神的一个圣洁国度的应许。这样的一个圣洁国度的期望，乃是唯独在耶稣基督里面。
Christ is our focus. Christ is our hope.
主耶稣基督，他是啊我们的啊所关注的中心，他是我们的希望。
He is our salvation.
他是我们的救恩。
He is our victory.
他是我们的得胜。
So let us hope in Him and live for Him.
让我们啊在他里面能够持守啊这样的盼望，并且因他而活。
Be a holy nation of God.
我们一起来做一个神的圣洁的国度。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, we praise you and thank you for the precious gospel that you have given us.
父神，我们为你所赐给我们的这样的宝贵的福音献上我们的赞美与感恩。
Thank you that you have reminded us that it is not by what we can do that we can become holy.
主，我们感谢你再次的提醒我们，我们能够成为圣洁，不是因为我们自己能做什么。
But it is because of what Christ has done that we are set apart for you.
那是因为主耶稣基督所为我们所成就的。
We repent.
因此能够分别为圣，在神里面，就是你让我们能够有一个悔改的心。
We repent for areas that we have not been able to measure up because of our failures.
知道我们常常的失败，是吧？很多时候我们还没有这样的能够达到神所为我们所设立的标杆。
Forgive us and lead us to rely on Christ's power and presence in life.
求主你自己赦免我们，让我们在我们的生命当中来不断的来依靠神的同在，依靠主耶稣基督的恩典。
So that we may live as your holy people.
让我们能够在我们的生活当中显出我们是属神的圣洁的国度，圣洁的子民。
In Christ's name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.